Welcome to Tusome Hadithi, where we celebrate our African heritage through the storybooks we read. My name is Jerita Mwake, and I'm going to be reading Mshushubeshuka, or The Detached Tale, a folktale from the Sagala Taita community of coastal Kenya. Make sure to listen closely for the sound of drumbeats. The drumbeats will sound when I say the special word of the story. Listen all the way to the end to find out if you guessed the special word right. All right then, let's get started. Kokale kolo mangolo na fisi. Mwaweni fisi, ango mangolo. A long time ago, there lived the vulture and the hyena. Awawandu, weshaani na ndigi. Elejwe moju, mangolo kamkala mgenu wake kamuza. Hebu nuleje chongoja kuone marahaga nyama. These two really loved each other. But one day, the vulture lied to his friend and told him, "Lift that big head of yours and see a pile of tallow over there." Fisi kaona jara mnyange se samaraha. The hyena saw a thick white fork like a pile of tallow. Kamila mate. Katarisa tute kwa beha. He started salivating with desire. Fisika dahala gaya. Kudani sewe si mabamba toge busa ijagasi. The hyena got so frustrated that he does not have wings to get to the other side. Mangolo kamuza mgenu wake, ahasise mshushu, amtole no kuihulu maenguni. The vulture told his friend that he would hold his tail and carry him up in the sky. Charo chibusa gati, fisika gwaya, hata mangolo kajua kuimba. Once the journey was halfway, the hyena got so heavy that the vulture started singing. Mshushu beshu beshu, mshushu beshuka, beshu beshu, mshushu beshuka, beshu beshu, mshushu beshuka, beshu beshu, mshushu beshuka. Fisi naye wagwaya. Now, naese kwa kuoga kubuduka kaimba. The hyena was afraid of falling, so he started singing his own song. Mshushu manga, manga mshushu swabe shuke. 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 Ela ukabeshuka beshu. Beshu nakuza. But the tail could not stand the weight, and the hyena fell, leaving the tail in the air with the vulture. Fisika buduka. Kagwila kele kituli cheikiloni mkwaki. The hyena fell into his wife's mortar. Maguluga kachumbana. Gana nyuma gakawia mavui. His hind legs became shorter than his forelegs. Kwa hare nyingi, weko gana na mangolo kamchumbila. Nao kamfoshila singo. Later on, the hyena met with the vulture, and because of his rage, he pounced on him and stepped on his neck. Niko mangolo eona ikombe ja singo. That is why the vulture has a pouch in his throat. The end. Mwisho. Did you hear the drum beats? Did you discover the special word of the story? If you said charo, you are right. Charo means journey in Kisagala. A journey is when you travel from one place to another, either to visit, work, or to live. Have you ever been on a journey? Where did you go? Ask your parent or guardian to share your response through our social media handles on Instagram or X pages at AfroKids Trust. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Goodbye! This podcast has been produced with the support of Africa No Filter.